Nolte, massive media fail, support for gun control drops 16 points. By John Nolte on April 28, 2021. Hoping to hand ammo, if you'll pardon the expression, to his fraudulency Joe Biden to start confiscating our guns. Something he's publicly endorsed despite what the lying fact-checkers tell us. The far-left Washington Post published a poll Wednesday and found support for more gun control has, lol, collapsed. In 2018, by a margin of 57-34%, people told the Post's pollster they want to prioritize laws to reduce gun violence over protecting the right to own guns. That was a 23-point advantage for the gun grabbers. Today that number has cratered to just 50% who want to prioritize laws to reduce gun violence, compared to 43% who want to prioritize protecting the right to own guns. That's only a 7-point advantage for the gun grabbers. So, since 2018, support for gun control has shifted a full 16 points in the negative. It gets better. Back in 2013, the Post took this same poll and found that the gun grabbers enjoyed a 12-point advantage of 52-40%. So, in what looks like the entire history of this particular poll, support for gun control is at its lowest point, and let's not forget this is a rigged poll. The Washington Post poll is a proven fake that skews in favor of Democrats, and yet what we have here is still a humiliation for the gun grabbers and the media. The timing of this poll is not an accident. The poll was supposed to be the number two prong in a three-pronged strategy. The first prong we saw unfurl over the past couple of months as the corrupt corporate media hyped gun control by amplifying every shooting committed by a white guy. The second prong was supposed to be this poll, which was timed to be taken while emotions were expected to be high and timed for his fraudulency Joe Biden's Wednesday night congressional address. Prong 3 was riding the wave of this poll into gun-grabbing legislation. Well, that's going to be awfully tough, especially for red state Democrats, with numbers like these. So, why has the media lost so much of its influence that these numbers are all going the wrong way for the gun grabbers? Three reasons, I think. First off, over the past 5 or 6 years the media have exposed themselves as dishonest serial liars and rabidly partisan. No one trusts them anymore on anything, nor should they. Secondly, new media is very, very good at making our case as to why these insane new gun control laws will change nothing and would not have stopped any of these unfortunate shootings. Finally, the corporate media are running out of plays. It's always the same tired crap with these lying clowns. Pretend there's a crisis by focusing on some shootings. Demand gun control, turn everything up to 11. Then release a poll that shows the people want gun control. The media have run and rerun this same hustle once or twice a year for at least 10 years now. I think the public have caught on and are tired of having their emotions manipulated in this way. It's both exhausting and annoying. Anyway, gun control is stupid. Out where I live, in rural Magaland, pretty much everyone owns guns and we have no gun violence crisis. I'm not saying there are no shootings. But there is no crisis. The only gun violence crises we see are in cities where Democrats are in charge, where the strictest gun control laws are already in place.